This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, March 17th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. A sergeant previously with the Custer County Sheriff's Office is facing multiple misdemeanor charges after allegedly failing to report child abuse claims reported to him. Sergeant Jason Salbato was served with those charges on February 27th after an investigation by Andrew Corey, the chief investigator for the 11th Judicial District Attorney's Office. Corey's investigation found that Salbato received information that someone, whose name is redacted in court records, had, quote, been beaten on the back with a belt. On multiple occasions after that date, Sergeant Salbato engaged in conversations with a Department of Human Services supervisor and was called away and was unable to report the child abuse incident. Salbato is accused of never documenting the alleged abuse and has since been fired from his job. Black Hills Energy says the majority of their customers who experienced power outages caused by heavy wet snow in recent days now have their power restored. In these areas of mostly rural Canyon City, some of the Black Hills Energy power lines are several miles away from main roads, and restoration work has been slow going because poor conditions are preventing their trucks and equipment from getting to those power lines. Black Hills Energy says they're using specialized equipment like snowmobiles and ATVs to assess and repair damages to the system. In some cases, their crews are on foot, hiking through deep snow, carrying tools and materials to the site to make those repairs. Between break-ins, car thefts, and other crimes, keeping your neighborhood safe can be a challenging task when done alone. To help keep communities safe, that's where Neighborhood Watch comes in. According to the Colorado Springs Police Department, there are more than 500 active Neighborhood Watch groups throughout the city. The groups cover over 400 neighborhoods, with more groups being added each year. Police say they've had, quote, hundreds of examples of Neighborhood Watch communities directly assisting in the arrest of criminals. CSPD says Neighborhood Watch communities report crimes daily by phone or email via their block captains, a person trained to notify dispatch immediately of a crime. They add that many arrests have been made stemming from a Neighborhood Watch group reporting on suspicious activity in their neighborhood. If you plan to celebrate on this St. Patrick's Day, law enforcement is warning drivers not to test their luck when going out on the roads. Colorado State Patrol say they're partnering with multiple law enforcement agencies for increased DUI enforcement until Wednesday. That means you may see more police and state troopers on the roads, and sobriety checkpoints to catch impaired drivers will be enforced. State troopers say they made over 270 DUI arrests last year. That's up 60% from the year before. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. For the rest of the evening, slow clearing. Temperatures in the 40s near the foothills, near 50 for the southeast plains. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Low temperature in Colorado Springs down to 24 degrees. Monday, sunshine returns and milder temperatures too. High temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Tuesday through Thursday, sunshine continues with highs near 60. Spring officially begins Tuesday night. Friday and Saturday, highs in the 60s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.